KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and it is currently 42 degrees. We look for scattered light rain developing later today and a high around 49. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials of the Page County Public Health Department yesterday said that county had reported its first confirmed case of COVID-19. The individual affected is self-isolating at home, but no other details were provided. They did, however, reiterate the need for you to wash your hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or inside of your elbow or upper arm, and stay at home if you are ill. News time is 7:07. The Iowa National Guard has delivered some very much needed personal protective equipment, or PPE, for first responders and healthcare providers in Montgomery County. EMA Director Brian Hammond said yesterday this PPE is very much needed and will be put to use immediately. The Guard delivered mission essential equipment to distribution sites also in Blackhawk, Johnson, Polk, Pottawatomie, and Tama counties, with additional distribution set to take place at different sites today. The Atlantic Fire Department Wednesday evening joined their fellow firefighters from around the state and country in showing a sign of support for all who work around the clock to protect us, provide medical care, and those who feed us, and those who keep the supplies coming. Atlantic Fire Chief Tim Cappell.
All Iowa fire departments were encouraged this evening at 7 o'clock to open their doors and turn on their lights on their trucks as a sign of strength, hope, and for all. Hope for all who work daily in EMS, fire, law enforcement, to be ready to strengthen those they're working for around the clock and provide the care to those who need it.
That's Fire Chief Tom Cappell. Chief Cappell says that the COVID-19 virus is making for a trying time for all of us.
People's uncertainty of knowing what's going on and what's going to happen. And we just want everybody to know that your law enforcement and your EMS and your health care are all there and ready to go to work when anything happens.
He acknowledged that there are brotherhood and sisterhood of people who support each other and their communities. Among the vehicles and personnel on hand for Wednesday evening's event, in addition to Atlantic firefighters, were those from Medevac Ambulance, the Atlantic Police Department, Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber Wednesday sent out a notification to parents about the district's plans to resume classes. Barber said, obviously, the current COVID-19 crisis is changing hourly for Iowa and our country. On a daily basis, he said, I gather the most up-to-date information from a variety of agencies and reliable sources to navigate Atlantic schools through these unprecedented times. Until conditions change, Barber said, the plan is still to resume classes on April 13th. According to Mr. Barber, in the meantime, we're trying to determine the number of households that have accessibility to the Internet. A short Google survey was sent out yesterday asking parents to answer a couple of questions designed to help administrators identify creative ways the school can move forward and how to broaden access to the Internet. Barber said also recently the Iowa Department of Public Health issued a document entitled Advice for Talking to Children About COVID-19. And during this time, he says he feels it's valuable to share all the steps that children can take to be a part of limiting the spread of the virus. Tomorrow, Friday morning, from 9 until 11 a.m., Barber said school staff will be handing out backpacks for lunches that include a number of non-perishable items. The grab-and-go option is taking place underneath the catwalk between the middle school and Schuler building, as previously been reported. And next week, they will continue handing out breakfast and lunches in the back of Schuler on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, again from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All students under the age of 18 are eligible. Mr. Barber said there continues to be a lot of questions that I do not have definitive answers for. As these questions answers become available, I will be communicating them out to stakeholders. Many questions have been asked with regard to online learning. Currently, he said, Atlantic CSD does not have approval for online learning from the state of Iowa. In fact, only 3 schools in the state have been granted those waivers. Mr. Barber said, right now, the priority is to continue to keep students and staff safe. Well, police in Red Oak arrested a woman following a minor injury accident Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of Northeastern Avenue and East Corning Street. Authorities say 49-year-old Kai Dion Swanson of Red Oak was driving a 2011 Ford Explorer southbound on Northeastern Avenue when the SUV went out of control, left the road, and struck a tree head-on. Swanson suffered a minor injury. She was checked out by medics but refused treatment and transport to the hospital. Swanson was arrested for OWI first offense. She was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her bond was set at $1,000. And the Montgomery County Auditor's Office on Wednesday evening released an updated list of candidates who have filed nomination papers for the June 2nd primary election. The list includes Stephanie Burke, Republican incumbent for auditor, John Sponagle, Republican for sheriff, Supervisor District 3, Republican incumbent Brian Amos, and Republican challenger Randy Cooper, and Supervisor District 5 in Montgomery County, Republican incumbent Donna Robinson. The auditor's office says that winners of the primary will move on to the November 3rd general election ballot representing their respective parties. In the funeral announcements, Charlie McAfee, age 83, of Anita, died Monday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Private funeral services for Charlie McAfee will be held at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Walter, age 93, of Council Bluffs, died March the 5th. A memorial service for Donald Walter, currently scheduled for May 22nd at 10:30 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Walnut. His service was initially planned for April 11th, but due to the virus pandemic, it was postponed. Mark Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Mark A. Johnson will be held at a later date at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Doug Robinson, age 72, of Shelby, died Sunday in Omaha. No services are currently planned for Doug Robinson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Roger Schlotzhauer, age 71, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, and a native of Messina, died March 18th. Private family services for Roger Schlotzhauer will be held. Terrace Park Funeral Home of Kansas City, Missouri, is assisting the family. Dennis Zhang, age 79, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. No services are planned for Dennis Zhang at this time. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.